We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
We have commuted the sentence of Rod Blagojevich.
He's impeached forever.
The only patriot on the right now to me is Romney.
An awful lot of nations are much more xenophobic.
I think Bernie has a lot of questions to answer here.
I'll buy the presidency. That offends me very much.
Bernie, you're full of it.
And there you have it. Boy, it ought to be a fun debate stage tonight in Las Vegas, don't
It'll
we think?
It'll be a hoot.
Absolutely. All long knives will be aimed at the shortest man on the stage.
You think?
I'm looking Mike forward Bloomberg. To that, actually. Which is something I've never said about a Democratic
debate. I don't
debate.
Know. I might tune in for a few minutes. Instead of just getting
I didn't
the low
realize
lights.
That he was really known for getting his feathers ruffled quite
oh,
easily.
Oh, he's...
He, is he?
Yeah.
He is. He's got a little bit of a ego.
Is that Niyaka in him?
I guess. He doesn't like really to be challenged on things. And
they say he starts to lose his mind when he gets challenged, so hopefully they do that early on.
They've all,
it could make
yeah.
for an interesting rest of the evening.
And knowing that, I mean, he's got enough money to hire the best media trainers in the world, so you
sure.
can bet that they're probably going to put him on Prozac or something just for
but
tonight.
Don't you think it would be smarter of them to just kind of ignore him and be like, look, you're not even on the ballot in South Carolina, you're not on the ballot in Nevada, so let's just focus on on Bernie. You know?
Maybe. Yeah.
Ignore him. That would
Maybe.
Drive him nuts, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good morning to you. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday. What was the biggest news from yesterday? The president commuting the sentence of Rod Blagojevich?
Yeah. Biggest news around here, for sure.
I would say. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah, what
I'm
do you
not
think
sure
about
that was a surprise. Like, I mean, they have a relationship, and people have thought that he's, you know, Blagojevich was sentenced for a pretty long time. I don't know.
They've been... He's been trying work.
Blagojevich was working hard to get noticed and get out of prison.
His
right.
wife as well has
yes.
been on Fox for a couple of years
yeah.
fighting that battle.
That's yeah. true.
But Trump came out and said, he's like, I don't really know him that well, and I know people are mad about it, but oh, well, I did it. So I don't know. I know people personally around here that are not happy about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why. So here's the thing about it. If you want more evidence of people on the left being outraged at Donald Trump no matter what he does, he even gets in trouble when he commutes the sentence of a Democrat. Like a Democrat. And I'm no fan of Rod Blagojevich. In fact, as a reporter at Channel 4, I went up and covered his sentencing in 2010. And I was in Chicago when he walked into the courthouse, and it was like a rock star.
Yeah.
They put barricades up on each side of the door. His car would pull up to the curb, and somebody would open the door for him, and he and his wife would get out. And people were screaming at him and applauding him and handing him pieces of paper to sign. I've got a picture of him signing an autograph outside of the courthouse. I put it up on the Facebook page this morning. He deserved the exact sentence that he got. He deserved to be slapped down for trying to sell a U.S. Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
I think most Democrats are offended because it was Barack Obama's Senate seat. The current governor of Illinois was complicit in his crime, yet the people of Illinois went ahead and elected J.B. Pritzker, who I've got the audio recordings here on my computer, of Blagojevich and Pritzker
mm-hmm.
having conversations about who should replace Barack Obama. And yet people voted for J.B. Pritzker. So I don't know how they can still be mad at Rod Blagojevich if they voted for J.B. Pritzker. So he served 8 years of a what? 14-year mm-hmm. prison sentence. He's got a couple of little kids. How much more justice would be served by keeping him in there for another 4 or 5 years? I think it's silly season at some point.
Don't you think? I think, and I might be off base here, but I think the conservatives are thinking that, especially in our area, that fighting that machine is such an uphill battle, and that was a win. And then to have the sentence commuted was like a kind of a slap in the face from a conservative president that they're supporting.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
So the governor before Blagojevich was Ryan, right? Did he serve his whole sentence?
I don't know the answer to that. I guess at some point, what the purpose of a prison sentence is to send a message to everybody else. If you do this, you're going to prison. I don't care who you are. 8 years behind bars in a federal prison is a long chunk of your life. And Blagojevich has got a couple of, at least at the time, fairly young daughters. I would assume they are well into their teen years by now.
At least 8 years older.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean,
it seems like
they were 10 or 11 years old, maybe a little bit younger at the time this happened. I don't know. I don't have any compassion for Blagojevich. Mm-mm. I just think for a white-collar crime, which is what he committed, and it was political corruption for what he tried to do, it clearly sent a message, even at 8 years. I don't know any politician in the world that would want to go to prison for 8 years. If you do this, you're going to go to prison for a long time. He didn't pardon him. He just shortened his sentence.
But I guess the question is why? Why? Like, what is Trump's, like, dog in that fight other than they just worked him down enough with all of their
media appearances? I'm just speculating here.
Like, what? I just don't.
Maybe the president just wanted to make a point that even for Democrats, sometimes the amount of time they're sentenced to is too long for the crime that they committed. And lo and behold, what other case are we working on right now?
Roger Stone.
Then the Roger Stone case. It is a bit odd to me that all of these came down yesterday. There's a hearing today by the judge in the Stone case to decide whether or not the jury foreman in that case somehow influenced the outcome of the trial. And she's still got the sentencing recommendation in front of her for Roger Stone. He's supposed to be sentenced tomorrow. I don't think the timing is coincidence. And a lot of the people, yeah. If you look at the actions he took yesterday, a lot of the people were over-sentenced for the crime they committed. I think maybe that had something to do with it. I could be wrong.
There you go.
I could be wrong. Mm. By the way, it's interesting here, speaking of pardons and commutations, you know who set the record for commutations, don't you? Of all time, of any president ever, Barry Obama did that, just for the record. Including, if I need to mention this, because I think it's important today as you hear people on the left claiming that Donald Trump has done something egregious here, including deserter Chelsea Manning, or whistleblower, I guess you'd call him, for leaking all that stuff to WikiLeaks, top secret information. He wasn't a deserter. He was a whistleblower. Bradley Manning, now known as Chelsea, by the way, and James Cartwright, who, interestingly, was a retired United States Marine Corps four-star general who pleaded guilty to giving false statements to federal investigators. Sounds a lot like, General Flynn. Barack Obama pardoned him January 17th of 2017, right before he left office. Over 1,700 commutations and 323 pardons by Barack Hussein Obama. There's no way the commutation of Blagojevich is less controversial than the commutation of Chelsea Manning, who sold out his country. There's no comparison. So as that goes.
Is it Democrats that are mad though? I thought it was conservatives that were mad about this Blagojevich thing.
Oh, I have not heard any conservatives complain about it yet, personally. I've not heard anybody who's mad about it. Maybe there are people mad about it. If you're mad about it, call in here, we'll talk about it. I have not heard people. All I'm saying is, if he was a year or two into his sentence and this happened, yeah, I could see it. 8 years into a 14-year sentence, I don't know how you can argue that didn't serve as punishment for that crime.
I don't know. You gave a very good explanation as to why he would do it.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine Democrats being mad about this. I can imagine the hardworking conservatives in the area being very upset about this.
I've got a friend who used to be a producer at Channel 4, and Ron left to go to Hollywood. He lives in Hollyweird, and he's like an extra in movies out there now. And he has bought into the Kool-Aid hook, line, and sinker of California. And he wrote last night that he was outraged, and how could Republicans overlook this? And you'll excuse anything this president did for the Blagojevich commutation, blah, 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 blah. And then you get crickets from him when you point out that Obama commuted 1,700 sentences, including Chelsea Manning's, when he was president. They don't care. If it's Trump, that's the reaction. That's kind of how this all goes.
Get more at 971talk.com.